Welcome to the Presence Driven Life podcast. I'm Cindy Powell, your host and a fellow pilgrim on the journey to know Jesus and make him known. The world around us has grown increasingly chaotic, but in his presence is fullness of joy. Join me today as we explore what it might look like to live from the beauty and peace of his presence. Hi guys, Cindy here with another episode of the Presence Driven Life podcast. Sort of anyway, this is going to be a little different as this episode will likely be pretty short and sweet. Actually, I really just want to give you a little update on some things. We posted our 20th episode, consecutive episode last week, which I hear in podcast land is something of a milestone. I guess a very large percentage of podcasts never make it anywhere near that far. In fact, I guess most fizzle out before five or six, if you can believe that. But 20 is really, I guess, a place where a very small percentage make it past that. And since this is our 21st episode, I guess 22nd if you count the trailer, it's nice to know that we have defied the odds. And I hope and pray that we will beat a few more of those odds as we continue down the line. When I first started this podcast, my commitment to the Lord was to post weekly until we got closer to the holidays. Well, here we are heading into November. And we're already at that critical juncture. So it feels like the perfect time to stop and reflect back on where we've been, cast a little vision for going forward. And really, more than anything, what's in my heart is to just give thanks to God for what he's already done. And honestly, he has done so much. Nothing about producing this podcast and putting it out there came particularly easily for me. Initially, I dragged my feet because honestly, I just didn't want to do it. Even once I became convinced that God wanted me to do it, regardless of what I thought, I was doing it more out of obedience, and I really didn't expect to see much of anything or ever know exactly what the point was. It was like, okay, you're asking me to do this, so I'm going to do it, but just so you know, I don't see the point in it. Well, here we are, more than 20 episodes in, and while there's a lot of things I still don't understand, and while many things about it are still difficult, as I reflect back, I see so many things to be thankful for. First of all, I'm so grateful for those of you who listen. I know you have many things you can do with your time, and the fact that you press that little play button and actually listen and sometimes even take the time to comment and send encouragement. I can't even tell you what that means to me. I mean, especially those occasional encouraging comments, they help so much more than you know. Second, I'm just so very grateful to have been able to sit down with so many of the amazing people I know and let all of you in on some of the Jesus conversations that I get to have with some of these folks on a regular basis. Of everything, that has been the most fun for me. And that is something I look forward to continuing on with because it's just been such an amazing blessing in my life. I know they have amazing things to say, and it's fun for me to get to let you in on what I know they carry. But really, the big surprise blessing about this podcast has been all that God has done in me personally. I knew at the time I started it, it was a season to come out of hiding. That was the thing he kept telling me over and over again, and to get out of my comfort zone again. And that's been true in many areas of my life, not just this podcast by any stretch of the imagination. Although I knew that was the season, I don't think I really recognized just exactly how uncomfortable and weak I was going to feel in the process. I might have had a few things to say about that. I like to think I still would have said yes, but I just might have had a few things to say about that. But anyway, I've come to realize that in this season, as I've collided over and over and over again with my own limitations, with my own weakness, that he is actually in that process, building capacity and confidence in me in just about the most counterintuitive way imaginable. I certainly wouldn't have chosen this path, but I gotta tell you, I am here for it. And I know it's not just me. Whatever ways he is pushing you up against your weaknesses and limitations, I pray that you'll keep showing up for it too, and that you'll find a strength you just didn't know you had. And that really is the reality of his strength being made perfect in our weakness. And boy, how we need his strength right now more than ever. That really is such an important thing in this season. I know it's true for so many people that he is building capacity. And sometimes I wish that happened an easier way. I think we've talked about that several different times in several different conversations. But the thing is, he's going to have a pure, purified bride who can carry his glory. And that process doesn't come sitting in our comfort zone. It comes in confronting our weaknesses. It comes in picking up our cross and following after him. So anyway, yes, I am incredibly grateful. But I also have to be a good steward of my time and resources as we move forward. And there are some things about producing this podcast weekly that are probably not sustainable for me on a long-term basis, which I actually knew when we started. But I wanted to start out with consistency just to see if we would find a groove and if there was a place for us, if there would be impact, yada, yada, yada. But I also knew that, like I said, it might not be sustainable for me to keep doing a weekly episode indefinitely. So here's where I've landed for now. For the next couple of months, because we are approaching the holidays, I'm going to post a little bit more sporadically these next several weeks. In other words, don't look for a new episode next Monday. I'm sorry, but I will post for sure at least once in November and at least once in December, maybe a couple of times. We'll just kind of see how it works out. Then I'll circle back in January with an update and cast a vision for how we're going to move forward. Just to give you a little glimpse of where I think we're going at the moment, I think we're going to switch to more of a series format. We'll do like 6 to 8 weeks on and then take 4 to 6 weeks off. That will still give the listeners some consistency so they know when new episodes are coming, but it will also give me a little break in between to catch up on some other things and not have to worry about that every single week deadline. At least those are my thoughts for now. As I continue to pray, I will certainly keep you updated. Before I sign off, I told you this was going to be a short one. I did want to share one additional scripture in the spirit of reflecting on what this podcast is all about. And it's also a great verse to keep in mind as we approach the holidays, Thanksgiving in particular. In fact, this verse comes up a lot this time of year. It's Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. No matter what is going on in our lives, there is always something to be thankful for. And it is always appropriate to give thanks. I think most of us know that, but sometimes I think we lose the power of gratitude. We lose the power of thanksgiving. I love how the Passion Translation puts this verse. It says, "You can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. Come bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name." Have you ever thought about it that way? That thanksgiving is actually the password into his gates, into his presence. You know, in my own life, this has proven true over and over and over and over again in so many ways, more than I can count. So many times when I'm up against a wall, so many times when I'm just in devastating circumstances, I've just chosen to lift my hands and give thanks for what I know I can give thanks for. And the truth is, many, if not most of us, are dealing with some very difficult things. At a minimum, there are very difficult things happening in our world and even in the church. It is so easy to get caught up in the many challenges and difficulties of this sin-sick world. It's easy to become overwhelmed. That's why now more than ever, we have to stay in his presence, because in his presence is where there is fullness of joy. In his presence is where there is always hope. In his presence, there is peace that passes all understanding. And in his presence, there is abundant, full life. You know, when the temporary realities of this life press in on you, and that's something we all have to remember, no matter how difficult the challenges of this life are, and some of them are incredibly heartbreakingly, gut-wrenchingly difficult, but they are temporary. Every loss, Every challenge is temporary, but the victory we have in Jesus is eternal. So no matter what temporary difficulty you are facing, remember you can pass right through the open gate with a password of praise. You can come right into His presence with thanksgiving. And beloved, there is always something to be thankful for, because we can always start with the fact simply that we belong to Him. We can start with the fact that He never changes in this ever-changing world. He is always good. He is always for us, and He is forever faithful, and He will be forever faithful to His promises and to His word. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. And so God, what better place to land than just by giving thanks to You because You are good, giving thanks to You simply because You are. Whoever comes to You must believe that You are, and that You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek You. So Lord, I lift my voice in thanksgiving for all You have done and for all that You will do. God, I don't understand so many of the things that are upon Your people right now, so many things that are upon the earth, but what I do understand is that You are victorious. What I do understand is that You are good. What I do understand is in You we have all and abound. And so God, I pray You would take that from a theological concept to our abiding reality, that we would know that we know that You are faithful. Even if we are faithless, You remain faithful because You cannot deny Yourself. So I pray, Lord, that You would meet us right here, right where we are in our weakness, because in our weakness, You do indeed make us strong. We love You and we thank You in Your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks for hanging out over these past 20 plus episodes. And I hope you'll continue to hang out, even though we're going to change things up just a little going forward. The podcasts themselves will be, I imagine, very close to the same type of format. A lot of hanging out with some amazing people, sharing some amazing insights about their relationship with Jesus. We just maybe won't get to you every single week. But anyway, I'll keep you up to date on when you can expect us to do our next weekly series. And in the meantime, just be looking for another episode or two coming up in November. We'll see you then. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. If you would also consider leaving a rating or review, it really helps other people find us. The Presence Driven Life podcast is a ministry of The Arising Global. If you would like to find out more about The Arising or would like to support this podcast, please visit thearisingglobal.com. Have a great week living out of the abundance of His presence.